feel like we're definitely in a moment here. This time last year, most everybody thought we were going to have the first woman president. Instead, we have a man who, however you may agree or disagree with his politics, bragged in a video about sexually assaulting women, even though he later said that was just talk. I mean, where are we? It seems like, you know, we got a ways to go.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It gets very discouraging. But I still am always an optimist. I try to see that we've made some progress. But very clear-eyed assessment is that we have not come nearly far enough. Here in the state of New York, our governor and I champion issues that better the lives of women, whether it's paid family leave, better child care policies, minimum wage increases, which primarily affects women, you know, embracing reproductive health as a major priority of ours, despite what's going on in Washington. We're going to continue these fights, but there is still a culture that is pervasive, and that is why women in a workplace, whether they're in technology in Silicon Valley or in Hollywood or in the corridors of our legislatures and Congress, they're still being subjected to unwanted advances, sexual harassment, and sometimes assault. And this is the year. This should be part of our legacy going forward for the next 100 years, that this is the day it's over. Hashtag, it's over. We're not putting up with this anymore. And that could be an important contribution because women should be free to live, work, do anything they want without fear of having to have a man in more power than them that holds them back or extracts favors or whatever. And that's a culture shift that has to happen quickly because we have a lot of time to make up for.
Yeah, well, Harvey Weinstein certainly opened the floodgates with this. And now here in New York, a top economic development official, former Buffalo Area Assemblyman Sam Hoyt, who I know that you know, he was forced to resign because he paid a woman $50,000 who said that he was sexually harassing her. He denies it. Now, when Sam Hoyt first resigned, you said we were fortunate to have Sam Hoyt and that, you know, you wished him well. We're sorry to see him go. Would you care to amend that statement based on what you know now?
Certainly, you know, the facts are coming out. I was told by Sam directly that he was leaving to, you know, after 30 years of public service, he was leaving for private sector opportunities. That seemed very reasonable to me. Literally within 24 hours, a different scenario emerged, and I didn't have that facts at the time. And, you know, certainly 30 years is a long time. There were contributions made to the city of Buffalo, but this is an issue that's under investigation by the state, as it should be. And I don't know whether this was someone who worked for the state or, you know, there's a lot of questions that are coming out. But basically, the bottom line is there is no tolerance for harassment in the workplace in the state of New York. Private sector, public sector, that dynamic where the man, the boss, may be in charge of a woman.
It seemed like this went on anyway. I mean, what did you think when you heard about this after you'd said nice things about him? Did you feel deceived?
I felt I didn't have all the facts at the time, absolutely. And not happy about that. Not happy about that.
Now, the woman that complained against Sam Hoyt, she went to the Ethics Commission. She's saying they're not acting fast enough. Is there anything that can be done to expedite that? Do you have any powers to look into that?
We can certainly look into this. And my view is that people should feel free, that there's an environment where we want to hear your view, what's happened. If something has occurred with an employee of the state of New York, yes, this should be investigated. We have multiple levels of investigation. And perhaps it's on all of us to make the doors easier